Russ Columbo's initial offering tonight is taken from the movie, the song Rolling in Love, from the picture The Old-Fashioned Way.
We're just poor folks. Won't you kindly break the news to your folks? Though we're poor folks, here we are rolling in love. Got no money, but there's a million in your smile so sunny. Who needs money, honey? Here we are rolling in love. And by filet mignon, here we carry on till our dreams come true. Who doesn't worry me? A plate of soup and beer, a banquet dear with you. Just got two bucks. Won't somebody lend us just a few bucks? With a few bucks, we'll get a license and we'll clear the preacher. We'll keep on rolling in love. We're just poor folks. Won't you kindly break the news to your folks? Though we're poor folks, here we are rolling in love. Got no money, but there's a million in your smile so sunny. Who needs a lot of money, honey? Here we are rolling in love. And by filet mignon, here we carry on till our dreams come true. Who doesn't worry me? A plate of soup and beer, a banquet dear with you. Just got two bucks. Won't somebody lend us just a few bucks? With just a few bucks, we'll get a license and we'll pay the preacher. We'll keep on rolling in love.
Music, romance, and Russ Columbo. They go together like sunrise and dawn. Russ Columbo sings, I've Had My Moment, from Hollywood Party.
I've had my moment. I will confess. My fleeting moment of tenderness. I sang a cruel love. I played guitar. Then found a new love, neath tropical stars. This time's the last time, this time it's new. Love is a pastime, for me it's true. I've had my moment. My big bad moment, but no, my one big moment is you. Thank you. had my moment, my big bad moment. But no, my one big moment is you.
Approaching in yon distance is Sir Jimmy a Fiddler with Pot Squat in the Movie Colony. Sir Jimmy.
Thank you, Cecil Underwood. One day you read that Lucas Allais will divorce Johnny Weissmuller. The next day you hear that they may reconcile. If you're like me, you're tired of the whole thing. Lucy has turned her marriage into a three-ring circus. Months ago, when they were fighting and making up every day or so, I told you that such a marriage could not endure. And now my prediction appears to have come true. After the extremely abusive remarks heaped on Johnny by his wife, I am really surprised that Weissmuller, who is a quiet, retiring chap, would even consider reconciliation. At any rate, Hollywood would be much better off if Luffy would conduct her personal affairs a little more quietly. The wedding bell. Gloria Stewart has made no public announcement as yet, but I can promise you that the fair Gloria will become the wife of Arthur Sheikman, a writer, in October or November. My. Who do you think was voted the most popular movie star by a student body of historic Oxford University in England? No, not Garbo, nor Janet Gaynor, nor Carol Lombard, nor Norma Shearer. The favorite of Oxford, selected by popular vote, is none other than Ned Spark, the comedian. I was the first to tell you about that romance between Marion Nixon and director William Sider. They refused to admit a wedding date, but I met Marion just before this broadcast, and she showed me Bill's latest gift, a beautiful bracelet inscribed with the words, "I love you." I learned yesterday that Russ collaborated on the writing of three numbers, which he'll croon in his new picture, Wake Up and Dream. The songs are Too Beautiful for Words, Let's Pretend There's a Moon, and When You're in Love. Russ has promised to introduce them soon on this program, and I tell you they're all honey. Friends of Ruth Chatterton and George Brent are striving to bring about a reconciliation of this estranged pair. A brief talk I had with Brent this week convinced me that such a reunion is highly improbable. Do you remember Pauline Garan, a star of a few years back? I learned that Pauline is a victim of infantile paralysis, and she is confined to the Los Angeles General Hospital. You may write to Miss Garan there if you want to make her very happy. Miriam Hopkins, returning to Hollywood from New York, denies absolutely that she will wed a Chicago businessman, so erase that rumor from your book. An armed guard now bars the way of all who attempt to visit Greta Garbo's studio set. Three weddings are set for the near future. Next Sunday, Claudia Morgan, daughter of Ralph Morgan, will marry Robert Shipper, the explorer. Phil Reagan, the radio singer who is making good in the movies, will wed his New York fiancée sometime next fall. And Barbara Barandas, screen leading lady, will be married most any day to a New York businessman. And now, my weekly reviews of the new pictures. I inaugurated these previews several weeks ago. At that time, I began the practice of naming what I consider the best picture of the week. For that title, I choose the weekly picture that I believe will entertain you most, whether that picture be big or small, costly or inexpensive. I'm happy to learn that my selections agree with public taste. Little Man What Now, which I chose 1 month ago, is doing more business than any Universal picture since only yesterday. Here Comes the Navy, another selection, has just broken box office records at its world premiere in the East. The best picture of this week is The Barracks of Wimpole Street. Norma Shearer, Frederick March, Charles Lawton, and Maureen O'Sullivan combined to make this one of the finest acted, most humane pictures it has been my good luck to witness. Not since Smiling Through has Norma Shearer been so delightful. I've seen The Barracks of Wimpole Street once. I expect to see it many more times. There is another motion picture called Elmer and Elsie. If your name is Elmer, when this picture comes to town, I suggest that you be somewhere Elsie. Russ Colombo is ready to sing to you again.
Here is Russ Colombo ready to sing that swell tune, I'm Not Lazy, I'm Dreamin'.
I'm dreaming. I like to ramble on the road that never ends. Me and Mother Nature are the best of friends. Folks think that I'm lazy, but I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming. Just dreaming. I always tell the daisies everything I plan. When they nod their heads, I know they understand. But I'm lazy, I'm just dreaming. Kind of tally of everything that grows. For
little posies in every rambling row. From early morning till days come to a close, I'm living in a world of my own. Dreaming, just dreaming. I'm always looking for my rainbow in the sky. Funny when you're dreaming how the time just flies. I ain't lazy, I'm just dreaming. Everything I plan, when they nod their heads, I know they understand. I'm a tired lady, I'm just dreaming. I'm kind of tally of everything that grows, the little posies and every rambling rose. From early morning till days come to a close, I'm living in a world of my own. Dreaming, yeah, I'm dreaming. I'm always looking for my rainbow in the sky. Funny when you're dreaming how the time just flies. I ain't lazy, I'm just dreaming.
Numbers heard on tonight's program include the Rolling in Love from the picture The Old-Fashioned Way. I've had my moments from Hollywood parties, and I'm not lazy, I'm dreaming. This is the National Broadcasting Company.